by rubbing two cats backwards and declared, "A horse divided against itself cannot stand." Franklin died in 1790 and is still dead. Anybody who's been out around campus this week and found their way down around Hallyhurst and the area around there cannot help but notice it's Bluegrass Week also. And for a number of years, very instrumental, dare I say it, in having bluegrass be a significant part of Augusta's program is Lori Lewis, who for several years was coordinator of the bluegrass program and is here this year teaching a vocals mini class. And of course is not only a great bluegrass musician, but a wonderful singer and songwriter. She has a new rounder CD of her own songs entitled Earth and Sky. And Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen will open our second half of the concert.
Thank you very much. In honor of the beautiful, sultry, hot weather we've been having, we'd like to do a Christmas song for you. This is the time so well we love, the time of all the year, when winter calls with chilling breath for fireside and good cheer, a time for man and beast to stand and feel seasons turn, to watch the sky for secret signs and God's true lessons learn. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the morn along the fallow fields does silver shine. Shines over hill and plain. We know anew that a little babe is born to us again. And man and beast and bird and tree, each one in his own place, we bow our hearts and thank our gods for winter rest and grace. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the morn along the fallow field does silver shine.
time when the corn is all into the barn. The old cow's breath so frosty white. And the morn along the fallow field does silver shine.
Thank you very much. That's a Gene Ritchie song. Tom and I have just started working on a Winter Solstice album, and we recorded that. Just couldn't help but do it for you tonight. Please welcome our special guest stars, Sally Van Meter on the dobro, and Ronnie Simpkins on the bass. We're going to do a song that we've never performed before.
Do you have to tell them that?
It's called The Refugee.
I'm a traveler in this world. It's a new town. I've seen a lot of countryside. I've marveled at the sights. And I can't afford to wonder at things different and strange. 'Cause I have a home I can return to. A garden and a heart. A place I can spend my idle days. But oh, the refugee, driven from her home, torn from her family, and cast adrift to Rome. She drinks from a well of sorrow, deep in a strange land, and cries for the home she can't return to. A garden and a heart, a place she can spend her idle day.
Straight.
a garden and a heart, a place she can spend her idle day. I've got a home I can return to, a garden and a heart, a place I can spend my idle day.
Thank you very much. Well, Tom and Sally and I have been working on this song all day, so we hope we can do it now. Ready, Tom?
No, almost. Well, why am I tuning?
I don't know. Did you get introduced to Tom Rosum? You did? Okay, Tom Rosum.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God.
The living God. He prayed to God. Noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal,
the things of Baal. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. Jaws were locked, which made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served the living God.
The living God. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal,
the things of Baal. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Noon and night. Oh, brothers, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. We too can gladly dare and do the things of God. He'll take us through. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Daniel served the living God.
The living God. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal,
the things of Baal. Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Thank you. It's a song I wrote for my grandmother, this next song. A few years ago, we'd like to do it for you now. It's called The Light. This really happened to her. My grandmother had a near-death experience, and that's what the song is about.
Don't send for your doctors, I have no need for them. Though the darkness closes round me and my eyes are growing dim, and don't wait for me, though you know I have to go. Come and sit here beside me. Tell you what.
sing me on. I saw the light and it blinded my sight, and now I've been set free. Death holds no fears for me. Thunderstorms and the sight of the lightning's flash. And I'll miss the scent of sun warmed earth and fields of growing grass. But almost of all, I'll miss your touch upon my skin. But be assured, my darling.
Thank you. We're going to finish off with a medley of fiddle tunes. And let's see. First one is from the playing of Curly Ray Cline. Great Curly Ray. It's called, thank you, Tom. It's called Pretty Little Indian. And then we're going to do a tune we learned from a Missouri fiddler. It's called
The Devil Chased Me Around the Stump.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with names. We just flew over from England 2 days ago, and I think jet lag is finally hitting me.
It was brilliant, though, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. And then we'll finish off with a tune that we learned from the playing of Armin Barnett. It's called...
Light the Lamp, Son. I think I knocked one of your ma's eyeballs out. In the key of A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's really...
What's the real name?
Gloria at the Meeting House. Is that funny? All right, here we go.
Oops.
Thank you.
Ronnie Simpkins, Tommy Rosum,
Laurie Lewis.
Great set.
This is the truth. There is so much going on, lots and lots of things to tell you all about, so that's what I'm about to do now. Let me see what they are. The evening tonight, we have one more set for tonight's concert. The evening is far from over. After the concert, there is a dance on the pavilion. If you head out to this side of the student center where we are now, you'll hear the music, you'll see the lights. Critton Hollow is playing for Old Time Dance, calling by Rodney Sutton. We'll have, I'm sure, some squares, some contras, and we will also, the evening will include some lovely waltzes with music by Andrea Hoag and Bob Pasquarello. So a whole variety of dance opportunities up there. Everybody who's here for the concert is invited to come join us for that. If you don't want to use your feet so much, you could head out the other side of the building out on the plaza, and Nettie's class is all going to be out there doing drumming and percussion things. You can get in on some of that on the other side of the building. And of course, all the way across campus, there's all kinds of music. Folks tend to stay up late, and things are going on all around the grounds. So yet tonight, on Wednesday, tomorrow, that is tomorrow, yeah, there's a concert for kids of all ages down in Elkin City Park. We kind of spread off campus a little bit on Wednesday nights. Cowboy Songs with Skip Gorman from 7 to 8 in the large pavilion down in the park. And then it's Pickin' in the Park from 7 to 10, which is a community event that actually starts in, I think, maybe even May here in Elkins, where the local folks come out and play music on Wednesday nights. So they continue to do that through the summer, and Augusta folks join them. And it's just a great chance to hear all kinds of tunes down in the park tomorrow night. On Thursday, another concert here, and the Bluegrass Week staff, Frank George and Critton Hollow, are featured in that concert. There's usually a few other people tucked in. We never know who all, almost until showtime. So another great concert on Thursday night. Also Thursday, at intermission time during the concert, is the end of the silent auction, which is underway now and continues throughout the week. There are items down in the lobby by the Augusta office, where you can see the commemorative banjo on display. You can check that out. You can also see all the items people have brought. We do silent bids on them. You sign up on a sheet. Feel free to raise your old bid anytime you need to. If you've been outbid on anything, you could raise your own bid just for the heck of it if you wanted to. Thursday at intermission, well, as soon as intermission is over, bidding is over for that. Those proceeds also go to support Augusta activities and purchase equipment that we wouldn't otherwise have the way to do. We've really, the auction has helped a lot in expanding and improving our capabilities and equipment around here. So that's for Thursday. And on Friday, again, a big dance out in the pavilion with Susan Kevra and Kathy Anderson calling, a lot of the Dance Week staff playing music for a whole variety, again, of all kinds of music. I think that's what's on my list here. I did want to mention the folks that are working so hard up here on the stage, our sound crew. We have a large number of people that contribute and help us out every concert. Flawn Williams is our engineer at the soundboard. Wes Malik is the monitor engineer. Bill Dudley is tucked away under the stage there somewhere, recording the concerts, and sets from every concert then are compiled on a commemorative CD, which is available also cassette form each year. You can order those in advance also at the store, and there's time to do that after the concert. The store is still available. The commemorative CDs are available. You can do all that after the store. And also want to mention, Key Gull is up there in the rafters somewhere lighting the stage so we can see what all's going on. So thanks very much for that. I think that's the news I know, and it looks like we're ready to get on with the remaining music for the evening. We have this year a French-Canadian contingent on hand, 5 musicians and dancers who have not performed together as a group, all know each other in Canada, have played together in various configurations, but this is their first opportunity to all 5 play together. They're looking forward to that. They were working on my French backstage. You will soon see that it did absolutely no good. But Benoit Bourque is here, Gaston Bernard. It's the R's I can't do, and they all have an R in their names. Benoit Gaston, Luc Lavallée, Région Brunet, and Richard Forest will play. Benoit told me to tell you that they don't perform. They're playing kitchen music just for the sheer joy of being together to play the music. It's going to be great. Please welcome them.